Many would argue that spring is our most changeable season weather-wise. We saw a great example of that yesterday after starting off with a morning low temperature of 25 degrees at Albany. The thermometer soared past 50, past 60 to reach a high of 67 degrees late Thursday afternoon. It is still mild across the region on this Friday afternoon, but some changes will arrive tonight in the form of a storm that will bring rain and some mountain snow, and that will be followed by much colder and gusty weather for the day on Saturday, and will keep things on the chilly side for Sunday. It's all being driven by a cold front that is stalled over the southern half of our area. This front will serve as the track for an area of low pressure that will work its way into our area tonight. In most areas, conditions will stay dry through at least the first half of this evening. The only exceptions across the far south, where we're likely to see showers from time to time, even through the early part of the night. Region-wide, we'll see precipitation break out during the late evening, then after midnight, initially in the form of rain, but as this rather potent storm gets going, it will tend to draw down some cold. So across the northern mountains, through portions of the Adirondacks and Greens, and even in portions of the Mohawk Valley, conditions will turn cold enough for rain to change to snow, and we're likely to see a few inches of snow, especially in the higher elevations, where winter weather advisories are in effect. As we work into tomorrow morning, precipitation will be winding down, either as rain or snow. We could even see a covering of snow in our valley locations as that cold air wraps in. Things will settle down tomorrow. We'll tend to see brighter conditions for the second half of the day. But a couple of hazards to think about. The first is the rainfall combined with snow melt and ice melt, prompting flood watches for our area through tomorrow evening. We're watching the levels on our local rivers that might rise due to that melting snow and rainfall, and also there's the potential for some ice jam flooding. And then our focus will turn to wind tomorrow. As this storm moves to the east, we're likely to see winds gust to 40 to 50 miles per hour, so most of our area is under a wind advisory through early tomorrow evening. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, rain developing, mixing with and changing to snow, heaviest in the mountains where a few inches will be possible, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with areas of rain and snow early, turning partly sunny, windy and much cooler, with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Rain developing tonight, mixing with and changing to snow, heaviest in the northern mountains, where a few inches of accumulation will be possible, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow early, then turning partly sunny, windy, and much cooler, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, rain developing, areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some early showers, then partly sunny, windy, and much cooler, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, rain developing with areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers early tomorrow, then partly sunny, windy, and much cooler, with highs around 40. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny with the chance of a passing rain or snow shower, highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Monday mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain or snow shower, with highs rising into the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.